walking down a memory lane from paths of long ago. The enemy came by my side, bringing me so low. He brought up thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to discourage me as I walked along my way. Your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell? I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply. You're right for all the things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags, my goodness is unclean. There's only one thing I can say to what you said to me. It's under the with me in hell. I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply. You're right for all the things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness is unclean.
Yeah.
was born again.
Yeah.
He washed my stain and guilty path and gave new life within.
No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, I'm glad I now can say, it's under the
treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
You made dry ground where once were oceans, where once were mountains. You made them low where there were stones. Now there is water. You satisfied my thirsty soul. There's strength in knowing you are near me, and peace that you alone bestow. I love you more today than ever, and I just wanted you to know. Where there is fear, Lord, you will hide me. When winds of danger around me blow,
our strength in knowing you are near me, and peace that you
Thank you, Miss Rhonda. Boy, that was good. I'm telling you, it's just been a good night. I'll be honest with you. I got a message. Anybody want to read it? I don't know. I just feel a little filled up on the Spirit of God, just nudging around in my soul. Scared to do anything because I don't mess it up. Song she sung says, I love him more today. And I wonder, do I? Ought to. I know more about him today than I've ever known. Still don't know a whole lot. Hey. Give you two things, and I'm going to sit down. We're going to pray, and we're going to go home, I guess. God don't do anything else. We'll preach this another day. I thought about this. Me and Teresa's dealt with young people for a long time. Still don't understand a lot of things about young people, but Brother Rick knows this because I know he's dealt with young people a whole lot more than I have. I learned a long time ago, especially in females, when something's wrong with a young person, something's happened to them, they'll never raise their head up. You ever notice that, Brother Rick? There's an instinct in them. Something's there that they're ashamed. They're hurt, they're broken, they're scared. Sexually something, mentally something, physically something. But I've learned over the years that when I see a young person that keeps their head down, there's something wrong. And I thought, boy, tonight, how many times we as God's children walk around with their heads down. When, if anybody could raise their head up, it ought to be a child of God.
Amen.
That song they sung, boy, that old accuser, he sure likes to bring up your past, don't he? He knows exactly that sin that's in our lives. That he likes to rake it around and get that fire burning again and get you leaning back the wrong way. And before long, you'll put your head down. And I believe, even starting this morning, heard a lot of good things about victory. Tonight, come in here, and this is the sweetness of the one that gave us victory. And I praise the Lord for that. I'm excited. Who knows what tomorrow night's going to be like. If we get to even be here, we might leave out here in the shout here in just a little bit. Let me share this, and I'm going to ask you if you want to join me. I'm going to get in this altar and just pray a little bit. Appreciate the liberty this morning. I felt like a failure, as I usually do after I preach, but the truth of what I saw there in Ruth. And then Brother Joe Allen came out and just added some icing on the cake and put a cherry on top. I went in there and wrote it down because one day I might get to preach this, but I'll go ahead and give it to you because I'll probably never preach it to y'all. Boaz redeemed them all. Naomi was there. Ruth was there. Orpha wasn't there. Joe asked me, he says, you think anybody ever went down there and told her she'd been redeemed?
Yeah.
Probably not. Don't know. But she was.
Yes.
The price had been paid. I thought, wow, what a missions message. Just like the Lord Jesus Christ died for the world. Think of all the millions of people in this world today that has no idea that they've been redeemed. Something to think about. Sure love y'all. Love my church. Thank the Lord for what He's done in my life. Can't wait to see what He's going to do in the future. I'll be honest with you. I'm my worst enemy. I tell the Lord all the time, Lord, I'm so tired of scratching around like a chicken. Because the depths of God is so deep. And I've just been messing around on the top side. I wonder what God will do next. Who can tell? He's a big God. If you will, if you can, I'm going to invite you to come. We're going to gather around this altar. Just thank the Lord a little bit. Ask the Lord a little bit. I'm going to pray, but I want to ask you to pray. I know what I ain't got a clue what I'm going to pray, but I'm going to pray, but you need to pray. Do what? Yeah, remember the meeting. Oh, yeah, remember the meeting. Don't you just ask God to do something extra special. Noah got saved. He wanted to tell somebody. I'm glad he did. Just ask the Lord to do something extra special. Let's pray.
Thank you.
God help me, God, for you to be the best. Lord, you're the God that I love.